Time for our coffee conversation. Jay Curtis is with the folks from the Masser Museum. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Corey. This is Coffee Conversations. I'm Jay Curtis. I'm here with Ben Hickey. He's the curator of collections and exhibitions at the Masser Museum of Art, and Avery Stewart is the executive director. Thank you all so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Let's talk a little bit about, I know people are familiar with what happens at the fire. What's really, let's go quickly into the extent of the damage. Ben, can you kind of take us through that?
There was a fire in the City Hall Annex. We didn't receive any direct fire damage, nor did we receive any water damage. Everything is covered in a fine film of soot, oily, greasy, smells like a tire fire. And it knocked the air conditioning and heating out of the building. And we've been lucky to have stable weather for the time being. There's not a lot of condensation. There's no moisture. There's no organic growth in the vault. And we're moving everything right now.
And so, Evie, I know that you were working on securing a couple of different spaces. One, a space to clean the art, and then another place to store it temporarily while they work on that building. How is that process coming?
That's right, and we've had a really good support so far from the community. We've been lucky to have a couple of spaces donated to us. It's really great, and basically the process is we have to move all of the work out of the facility where it currently is housed, where the fire was, because, as Dan mentioned, there's no air conditioning, so it's not a stable environment, and we're moving it out to a storage facility that has been donated to us. And then we're going to be moving it into the museum, actually, where we will be cleaning it and then moving it to another storage facility. So it's quite a long process. It's taken us several days just to move half of the collection because we're talking about around 500 works of art here. So it's a slow process. And, of course, there's a process for moving the art, for properly handling it, for properly getting it into the van and stowing it and moving it to make sure that the art is not damaged.
Okay, because when it was stored, it was stored for you guys to be able to move it in and out of the museum, not necessarily like it was stored ready to ship.
Exactly. It's not stored in crates and things of that nature. It's stored on racks where it hangs or shelves where it sits. And so we're having to wrap some things. We're having to use packing blankets and foam and cardboard and all kinds of supplies and visqueen and all sorts of supplies to get the art ready. And additionally, we're having to document everything for insurance purposes. So when we take the art out of the vault, we have to take a picture of the front of the work of art, a picture of the back
wow.
of the work of art. It's quite a process.
So Ben, tell us a little bit about, by the way, you can still get your, this is KEDM Coffee Conversations, you can still get your question in if you send it to us by Twitter at KEDM Public Radio. Ben, let's talk about that next step. After you've done the documentation for the insurance, what does it entail to do the cleaning of this artwork?
We don't exactly know. It's going to be,
okay.
we're working with a conservator. She'll be coming down to assess the collection. Teach and work on some particularly fragile works of art, and then teach some key volunteers and staff members how to do the conservation, because we can't sustain having a full-time conservator for the length of the entire project. So we'll be able to consult with her in this one big chunk of time. She may have to come back at a future date if there's something that's particularly problematic, but it's unclear. It's akin to a drill sergeant punishing people by having them clean a bathroom with a toothbrush.
It's that kind of detail.
Yes.
So how can the people who are listening right now, how can they help?
If you want to be involved, you can email us at info@mastermuseum.org. You can call us at 329-2237. Again, that's 329-2237. There's all kinds of things that we'll need help with. So if you can't lift things, that's fine. If you want to be involved in cleaning the art afterwards, we can put you through the training program and certify you for that.
And meanwhile, I imagine you'd still love to have help just moving, right?
Absolutely. Not too much help, because then it's not a very rewarding process for the volunteers if there's milling about, and that's disheartening. But a few people every day sustained would be perfect.
Okay, so the concept of getting trained or certified for the cleaning process. What does that look like, and what kind of time commitment? Are you looking for somebody with just a few hours a week, or are you looking for somebody with, you know, more that 15 or 20? If you have a ballpark for that?
It's unclear now. They would need to contact us, and they would need to be here when the conservator is here.
Okay.
When we schedule that, so they actually have face-to-face with them, that would be ideal, and that would be the best way. And then after that, the time commitment can be extremely flexible, but they need to hear it from the horse's mouth, I think, to ensure the safety of the artwork.
We'll take what we can get in terms of commitment of time. I mean, if you have an hour a week to give, we'll take it. If you have 20 hours a week to give, we'll take it. It just sort of is... This is all new for us, and we're just sort of playing it by ear and figuring it out as we go along. We do have a plan in place, but we're also, as far as volunteers go, when someone comes in, we find something for them to do, because there's always something for them to do.
Well, real quick again, Ben, the email and phone number.
info@mastermuseum.org, 329-2237.
That's Ben Hickey and Eddie Stewart with the Master Museum of Art. This is Coffee Conversation. Find out more on our webpage, and we'll have this posted later today at KEDM.org. Thanks so much for joining us, guys.
Thanks for having
you.
I'm Jay Curtis. This is 90.3 KEDM.